This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ask the indulgence of my co-hosts and the audience a moment here for me to get a couple things off my chest that I think just need to be said. This was like a 12 midnight epiphany last night. Finally went to bed and probably fell asleep about 1 a.m.
Well, so you went to bed early then.
Early compared to you. Oh, my gosh. We have a really important show today and a busy show today, but I want to start with something that was prompted from a post on Facebook. And I have long passed the days where anything anybody says about me, reaction to opinions that I have, to take them to heart. You know what I mean? I just don't. Todd, it's sort of a gene, isn't it, that you have to acquire if you're in the radio business?
Yeah.
Where you
just
sort of you let it roll off your back. Yeah. I mean, my
it's
wonderful.
Like, you're not anybody if you don't have haters. So
my lovely wife Maria is she is just an amazing person. In fact, I was thinking about why I love America so much. And why I see all of this COVID destruction and I see all of this hate with the protests, and I don't get worried. I really don't. And one of the reasons I don't is because we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We are so blessed. It's unbelievable. We really can accomplish anything. And that's just how I see America. So that fuels my optimism. And I was thinking, why do I think that way? What did that for me? How do I feel the way I do about this country? And how blessed we are to live here. Everybody. I mean, the poorest, most downtrodden soul, if you had to rank all 300 million of us, and the caboose of that whole group, is infinitely more blessed than anybody living anywhere else. That's how lucky we are. Why do I think that way? I couldn't really think of it because I cannot think of one teacher that had an influence on me about the founding fathers. My wife, really. I mean, after we got married is when we always had flags up, but I never really was a flag person. I loved America, but I didn't put the flag up. I didn't do it. And Maria always had a flag. Always up, always, and we have two at our house, one on the front porch and one out back. And I mean, Jim, the flagpole guy, of course, right? So I was thinking, that's why I'm just so blessed to have. But my wife from time to time will say, I hate it when people say that stuff about you. They don't know you. And I'm like, dear, they hear me talk on the radio. They have a different political opinion. And so the American way these days is, you like Trump? You're a racist. You're sick. I can't believe it. I mean, we've had family members like say, well, if you like Trump, then I can't like you, and you won't talk to me or my, mom. Or
I'm dealing with it right now.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, got unfriended by a dear friend.
And I want to go, what? I mean, I don't hate you because you like Barack Obama. I have an opinion.
I just can't support someone that would support that.
Yeah, it's really an amazing time that we live in right now. And this is what I want to just spend a little time on. There's a way to get to a point of agreement. In other words, if you legitimately have some serious differences with somebody and then you sit down and say, we're not going to hardly agree on anything, but you should be able to get to a point, right? I mean, we have some breaking news on the show today. Barack Obama, the former president of the United States, agrees with President Donald Trump. We're going to play that for you in a little bit here.
Wait a minute.
I have
wait,
no, no,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, what?
No, and not only does he agree with them, it isn't like something like you know, we should have a day of this or a day of that, or we should do the flags have. It's substantive stuff about the protesters and their actions. Rush Limbaugh yesterday broke news that Barack Obama was going to speak to the nation about the place we find ourselves in America today. Race relations in America today. Okay, okay, okay. Let's have a conversation about race relations.
Because he did such a great job in his 8 years on that topic.
He did come out and say that this being Minneapolis and New York City and Fargo and Dickinson and Bismarck, were a great opportunity to have a conversation about race. Wasn't that nice? Would you just have people breaking windows so we can have a conversation? That's fabulous. Are they throwing any more rocks at police officers? Well, that's okay, because we'll have more of a conversation. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just I found maybe it was a weak moment for him, but you're going to hear it on the program today. That's breaking news. And my point is you can get there. If you have a common denominator where you see each other in the image and likeness of God. Okay? Because if you take the person you dislike the most, they love Trump, you hate Trump. They like chocolate, you like vanilla. Whatever. I mean, just that you it's you know, like the worst. Now look at that person as God. Do you still hate him that much? Now, the only way you're going to get there, in my mind, is if you allow your heart to put a stop sign on all the ick. Don't give up your beliefs. Don't give up what you stand for. Just have the recognition that Jew, Gentile, right? I mean, Pharisees, false prophets, well, you know, they're there. You're dealing with them, but you're not seething with hate, because that's just going to chew you up. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a race problem in America. We do not have a race problem in America. There is no race problem in America. There's not a racial divide. There's not. You know what we have? All of that, when you hear that, let me translate it for you. It's a crisis of the heart. That's what you have. You have people who have a heart so stone cold frozen that they can't see someone else that was made in the image and likeness of God. And this isn't a sermon, but I'm just saying, look, you're not here by accident, folks. He knows your name. He knows your name. Every single one of us with a soul, he knows us by name. Okay? So that means me, but it also means the person over there that I don't agree with. So we've got to find a way to deal with the crisis of the heart.
Is it possible to remove the heart, to remove the hatred from the heart of some?
You know,
that's a tough.
It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. It takes some while. You know, will everybody get there? No. I mean, I don't know. I'm far from perfect. I'm hoping that I at least can be sin-free the moment of my death. I mean, that's what I strive for, right? So I've got always, you know, the next breath to kind of get there. And hate is a sin. I mean, hate is, you're not going to heaven if you have hate in your heart. You're just not. Your life's over the moment you stop breathing. I don't want that. And what I'm suggesting is not easy. Do you think I do this? Do you think I look at every person that I encounter, including the person from Dickinson last night who called me on Facebook a racist pig, which prompted this? I was a racist pig in this person's eyes because I had posted the police report from the United States Park Police on how awful 30, 40, 50 members of the D.C. Park Police had been treated by protesters, which is why they decided to put a fence up and clear Lafayette Park before the curfew so they could protect the White House, the First Family, and the government of the United States. And if you read a newspaper, watch an evening news report, go online, 99.9% of what you'll see is saying, Donald Trump cleared that park out because he wanted to go do a photo op. So why? So I just posted it and said, you know, just stop listening. Liberal la-la land is so whacked out, it's unbelievable. You can't believe half of what you see or more. So I just posted that factual statement. And I was a racist pig. So you know what I did? Rather than get mad, I actually reached out to this person and said, I'd love to have a conversation, have you on the air or off the air, so you can explain to me why you believe that I'm a racist pig. But I don't know how you could know that. I don't know how I could know this Derek guy that's in jail and going to be in jail for a long time for killing George Floyd. I don't know how we can know he was a racist. I can see his actions and say they were wrong and they were worthy of a murder charge and everything that he has endured. But how can I be equipped to say he did that because he was racist? What if the suspect had been white? So it's dangerous to sit there and say you know when somebody's racist or they're not. And I don't think most of us are. I really, really don't. Henry and Fargo, you're first to go. We'll talk about it next on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I talked to CJ from Dak Diesel yesterday.
He's not busy.
and he said, look, he said, honest, we're so busy. And by the way, you want to know whether radio works or not? Call CJ at Dak Diesel. because he will tell you his business prior to advertising on What's on Your Mind and after are two completely different worlds. I mean, the amount of revenue, the amount of additional employees he's able to hire, the amount of work he has is just like, I can't keep up. And he loves it, loves every minute of it. So he said, you do a great job in my ads. I don't need to be on, but I'll call you if I'm not under a business end of a tractor or, something he's trying to get back on the road. So it's always pretty intricate stuff, too. So semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, all things diesel. Recently I called him is my wife has a VW diesel, and it broke down, and I'm trying to get it fixed. And guess what? Places are, like, backed up like you can't believe.
Oh, it's unreal.
It's so unbelievable.
Yeah, 3 weeks ahead for a car thing.
I tried to, last night, call and get a couple of folks to come give an estimate on a fence. I need a new fence in the backyard. And I have a guy coming over today, but he said, if we agree on a price, he said, I can't do it for 7 weeks. 7 weeks!
I know, man.
Now, if I was unemployed and out of work, I think I'd start a fence company.
Right?
I think I'd start a fence company. So if you know, and CJ said he'd fix it in 10 seconds, but it cost me $800 to get it out there, and then it isn't that big a repair, so it didn't make any sense to. Anyway, CJ's the man. Dak Diesel's the place. They're in Bismarck, but servicing diesel vehicles all over. Call them at 701-210-0888. I just gave you his cell phone. That's okay. You can text him if you wanted that number. 701-210-0888. Or at the shop, 258-5011. Okay? Let's see here. Henry, how long is that cut I found of President Obama?
Oh, it's not long. It's just like 40 seconds.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's pretty
so,
quick.
Henry, be patient if you would. I just want to finish this because I promised I'd play this, so I do want to play it, okay? And I think we all know where Donald Trump is at with these protesters. He wants us to get tough. He wants us to knock it down and people lose their mind. He even says, governors, if you aren't going to do it, then guess what? I'm going to do it. And we'll have to do federal troops. And guess what? The swamp goes nuts. His own defense secretary goes nuts. Now, did Donald Trump say, I'm going to mow down people with the federal troops because they're protesting? No. He said, if you don't keep the peace in your city, your county, your state, I'm going to come in. Isn't that what we pay a lot of tax dollars for? To be protected? He didn't say, we're doing it. He said, do your job, governors, or we'll have to do it. And Mark Esper, who I've been fairly impressed with to this point, but, one of these guys that comes out of a big corporate setting and everything's buttoned down and prim and proper, not a political type, which is fine at the Department of Defense. I don't necessarily need a political bomb thrower over there, right? We don't need that. But the guy comes out and he says, no, I don't agree with that. And then former Defense Secretary Mattis, who is, left as left, right? I mean, he's just a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And I don't mean the sense of the leftist crap you see out there. I just mean a Democrat, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who's just not going to agree with Trump and just wants everybody to love each other. Well, I do too. But, General, this is tough business. They're ripping on Trump. He doesn't care about the Constitution. I can't think of anybody that's done more to protect the Constitution and what it stands for than Donald J. Trump. I can't. Again and again and again, big things and small. Look at anybody remember DAPL? DAPL happened because the Obama administration looked the other way on the Constitution, said, I know we should enforce those laws, but we're not going to. And what happened? Bismarck Mandan lived through a year of plus a hell. All for that. That was not following the Constitution. A few months later, Donald Trump gets in. What's the first thing he does? I mean, literally in the first 48 hours, he signs an order, says, enough already. He enforced the Constitution. Read the Constitution.
Spot on.
I would argue three-quarters of what we have in the way of laws are not constitutional. By that I mean block grant for this, federal money going to that. We're supposed to do this, not you states. Wait a minute. What about the 10th Amendment? Oh, yeah, we'll look at that later. I mean, it's unbelievable. So when Donald Trump and Barack Obama agree on the protesters, on how we should describe these protesters, how we should treat these protesters that break windows and throw rocks and harm our police, I think that's worthy of breaking news. This is Barack Obama on that very issue of how should we handle these protesters? Listen close. You won't hear this anywhere else.
They're not making a statement. They're stealing. when they burn down a building, they're committing arson. And they're destroying and undermining businesses and opportunities in their own communities. Start prying open doors to loot. They're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing. When they burn down a building, they're committing arson.
Thank you.
There it is again.
That's what it's called. Is it done now?
I'm gonna let it repeat and repeat and repeat. No, that was it.
Is it?
He said
in that same statement, referred to the protesters as thugs.
Yep.
I saw that in USA Today.
I remember. That wasn't that. What was that? That was like 2015, wasn't it?
Well, that's the joke. I mean, this is President Obama, but it was President Obama when he was trying to clean up a mess from Baltimore.
Right. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
And now he is, yesterday he was, let's see here. We ought to have a conversation. All these protests are good. All this bad stuff is good because we need the conversation. No, what you need is the race baiting to continue so your party can transform the country so it is unrecognizable to anything the Founding Fathers stood for. That's what you want, Barack Obama. But I'm glad he agrees with Donald Trump. I really am.
You have to have a dominant force. Maybe it doesn't sound good to say it, but you have to have a dominant force. We need law and order.
Nope.
They're on the same page. It's just that Obama says it in 2015 and forgets it after office, and nobody in the media calls him on it.
They're not making a statement. They're stealing.
He called them thugs.
Yep, I remember that.
Henry in Fargo, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I turned on my radio to the flag like I do every day, and I heard your interview with the mayor, and I about crashed my car. Is this guy, he needs to be recalled. He is going to schedule to sit down and kneel with Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization. Where's the money getting paid back to the Vinyl Taco, the Hodo, and everything downtown, the police that were hurt? Where's that money getting paid back? He invited them back in the middle of a pandemic, COVID. You called him on it, and now he changes the rules when he shuts down the town. This guy is a raging lunatic.
I don't think he's a raging lunatic, Henry, but I think he's wrong on his approach with these protests. There's no doubt about it. And I was struck by that interview as well. For our statewide listeners, you know, we do a local show prior to the statewide version, and we talked to Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, and I asked him, how in the world, when I have intel that tells me the people that were nicey-nicey planning the protest, working with the city in the morning, were the very same people that changed clothes and went on the front lines of the event. I'm telling you, folks, Black Lives Matter is very sophisticated. This is a trained operation. This isn't just some well-meaning people. Those people are the pawns. And he said, no, they're going to do it this time. No marching. No, it's going to be. So I'm with you. I'm very skeptical, and I am concerned, Henry. Appreciate the call. Call again. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says,
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. It is expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First half hour, first hour, I guess, between the local show and the statewide show has made me a little hungry. So,
shocking.
I'm out of here. You guys, Todd, you got it. Flipping you the keys, Kev. I'm gone.
Yeah,
because,
let Kevin do it. I got to, yeah. No,
you better bring
hungry.
Back something from PetroServe then, brother. That's all I'm saying.
Chris Larson says he'll do it if you guys won't. So, the reason I'm thinking this way is because if I right now got in the car and headed up north on I-29 up in Harwood, I could have the meatloaf dinner for lunch today at the PetroServe USA location right there. Valley City, the pulled pork and French dip sandwich are the two options on the best convenience store in North Dakota. I'm just going to say it. It is. I love it. I used to stop in Tower City occasionally. Every once in a while, still do steal every now and then, but now, really, my routine is if I'm back and forth, it's, Bismarck, Mandan, PetroServe USA, but always a Valley City stop. And then, of course, you get Castleton and West Fargo and into Moorhead and Dilworth or up at Bemidji. I mean, down in Wahpeton, they're everywhere. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy stores up north, part of that family, too. And just great lunch specials. So 12th Avenue North Fargo today, cheesy scallop potatoes with bacon. Chicken fettuccine at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, and all the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And 24/7 you can interact with us. There's never enough time to get to all of you on the show, especially the texters and often the callers. So remember, 24/7, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. When we're live on the air, or morning, noon, or night. Our next guest is a state representative representing District 4B in western Minnesota, Moorhead, Representative Paul Marquardt. Paul, nice to have you back. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you so much. Good to be with you. Good morning.
Ask Paul to come on today and talk a little bit about the COVID restrictions in Minnesota and the different dials being turned and the knobs being adjusted and phases being brought in and controls that are coming from the state government, specifically the governor under emergency powers to businesses in Minnesota. I also want to ask you just a little bit of your take on this situation with the protest and Minneapolis as well, but appreciate you joining us. I'll just let you start. Give me your view of what Governor Walz and his team have done related to your district and COVID. Good, bad, indifferent? If you had to give them a grade as a teacher, what would it be?
Well, I think we've got to back up just a bit that, we got hit with a 100-year pandemic. And so the governor and the state of Minnesota, of course, public safety is our number one goal. And so what the governor needed to do, and rightfully did, and I thought in a very good manner, was to put things in place that could build up our capabilities. So we now, within 72 hours, can have 2,500 ICU beds, which is going to cover us if, you know, a peak and things get really bad. Personal protection equipment, ventilators, we are up there in capabilities, and the governor did an excellent job of that. So where we're at right now is, you know, businesses as far as restaurants were able to open outdoors on June 1. And I have contacted the governor, the governor's office, talked to D Commissioner Steve Grove actually twice in the last couple weeks, just saying that this is not workable. You know, just going outdoors with restaurants is not workable. And it's just, you know, some of the places can go outdoors. They have the facilities. A lot of restaurants can't even do that. And so we need to open those up to indoors. I mean, our restaurants, I mean, it's kind of those ones who are suffering the worst are the restaurants, the bars, the gyms, and the hair salons, even though they're open up at 25%. And those were the ones that were kind of closed down initially. And we've got to get them open up. I think we can do it safely because we know.
Sounds to me, Paul, like you're giving some pretty good advice there and obviously channeling it. How is it being received?
Well, a meeting, Senator Ekin and Representative Lean and I had a phone conference with Steve Grove on the decommissioner on Monday and indicated kind of all of these concerns. And then also added the fact that we're along the North Dakota border where, you know, things are opened up a lot more. And it was encouraging. What Commissioner Grove said is he understood the urgency of restaurants being regional and, you know, having very low margins.
That's good, but do something about it, Commissioner.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. He also talked about that they've been looking at a regional plan. So instead of kind of a one-size-fits-all, maybe looking at more regional, which is good. But the bottom line is we've got a lot of businesses that are on the brink right now, and I think they can safely open up because if they don't safely open up, customers aren't going to come to their establishments, and we can do that. So
well, I'm glad you're encouraged. I wouldn't be if I were you, only because past actions don't suggest to me they're doing anything other than telling you what you want to hear. What would you give them for a grade? And on this point, the exam is this. Western Minnesota, your district, 4B, how it's been treated related to the amount of threat cases from COVID versus the 7-county metro. How have they done on handling that contrast? What's the grade?
I think on the health and safety, they overall have done a B. I think on what we've done just recently with the recent executive order opening, it's mixed. It would probably be a C just because, you know, Clay County, for example, has about 460 cases. So that's probably the most. But all the other counties around us are much, much lower. And so, I you know, the governor knows and the decommissioner knows that things need to be opened. And point I've pushed is there should be some small business grants specifically for those businesses. And I'm actually working on something that maybe could produce that because we've got to get them over kind of this bridge to the new normal. And that's absolutely a key.
Kevin, you have a lot of friends in this business in Minnesota. You're a Detroit Lakes resident. You know, just in a sentence for Representative Marquardt, what is the sense of bar owners, restaurant owners, resorts in this area as to their financial viability going forward at this point?
Terrible. Dire. You know, Paul, I respect you, man, but this we're going to have a conversation, and this has to happen yesterday. I'm sorry, man, it does. I've got friends that are closing resorts all over northern Minnesota for the season, maybe for good. I just don't think that St. Paul gets the urgency here. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I don't think you've been listening to me then, because as I said, I don't agree with that. And I've been pushing and talked consistently with getting things open. And believe me, I've probably talked to as many restaurant owners and bar owners as you have, if not more.
Are you getting the same assessment, Paul? You hear the same thing, Kevin?
No, absolutely, and that's why, you know, I've talked directly with the decommissioner twice in 2 weeks. I don't know if many legislators have been able to get his time for that.
And we have a hard time getting any of their time because you should know this, they didn't even send us, Flag Family Media, largest radio signal in western Minnesota, or Valley News Live, number one with a bullet in western Minnesota, the news release about the National Guard being called into Moorhead. They sent it to other news organizations, didn't send it to either one of us. When I asked for it today, they said, we thought we sent it, and then they forwarded it on, and then guess what? Did the same thing to Valley News Live. We thought we sent it. Yeah, here you go. I mean, these are the kind of games they play rather than communicate to the people of western Minnesota about what's happening. So understand there's a little bit of frustration here, and that doesn't matter. I mean, that's so tiny and minuscule. But I'm just saying, hey, I know you're the guy that can get this done because you have a voice. You are respected within the administration, and I'm glad to hear you understand the dire situation these businesses, these families, these livelihoods are in if this isn't fixed. I really am. You get it. Now the question is, do they get it, and how quick are they going to do something about it?
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying, and there's been frustrations on my part, and what actually really magnifies things is we're a regional community. And one thing we told the commissioner and we relayed to the governor also is that when they're looking at medical capabilities in Clay County, there are no hospitals. So all of the people would go over to Fargo and they're sitting really good. So that's not even an issue. And if you're looking at public safety, you've got a lot of Minnesota people going over to North Dakota. So you're kind of defeating that purpose too, if in fact that's the concern. So that's why I just believe we need to open up indoors. We need to open up gyms. We need to expand the hair salons, those kind of businesses that have been hit the worst. And
I only have 90 seconds left here, and I got to get a call in for you because callers come first on the program, and Jim Moorhead has a call for it. But I'll quickly ask you, if you don't get the answers you want out of the Walz administration on this quick enough, I know that Ken Eakin is sending letters to his constituents saying that he believes the current policies are a metro-driven, one-size-fits-all approach that does far more harm than good in greater Minnesota. He also said he voted in favor of a bill that would end the governor's peacetime emergency powers and require legislative oversight. Democrat Ken Eakin, senator from your same district, are you in agreement with him on those points?
Well, yes. In fact, I have voted for those same things during the regular session to end those emergency powers. And so, yes, I mean, I think that I think the legislature needs to have more input at this point when we get to these, especially out here in these border areas, rural areas of the state. I totally support that.
Absolutely. Got it. And maybe that's the fix. Jim Moorhead, real quick for Representative Paul Marquardt. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, a B? You've got to be kidding me. I'd give Governor Walz an A for the first 2 weeks. We shut it down. We flattened the curve. Maybe even the first 4 weeks. But it is ridiculous what he's doing right now, and I'd give him a D minus for the whole thing, including the A for the first 3 weeks to a month. Unbelievable.
Well, you're talking to a teacher here who happens to be a state representative, and he was fair on the front end. And by the way, I'd agree with him. I thought Walz was doing great, and now I think he's going to destroy the Democratic Party in western Minnesota because he's forgotten about you. So, what do you think on the D minus average there?
Yeah, well, and I said the B on the health care aspect because I do think we've kept the curve down overall as a state and even in this area that part. When it gets to more of the economic, to me, there's kind of two steps. There's the physical health part, and then there's the economic health part. And the economic health part in this area is not a very good rate.
Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break for another minute or so on What's On Your Mind. No, go away.
I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Pfeiffer's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the folks at the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. What does that mean exactly? That word comprehensive sometimes scares me. I want to do comprehensive immigration reform. Oh, wait a minute. That means you get an open border and we maybe get a wall. No, I don't like that. In this case, I like the term because it means all of us are in this together. How can we not rally for energy? North Dakota is an energy exporter. Minnesota benefits. There is affordable electricity in Minnesota because of North Dakota energy. And if we don't have all of it, and by all of it I mean a true all of the above, where yes, coal has to be the base load. Gas is a reality. It's coming up more and more because of oil and gas production, and it's available and it's cheap, and, you know, it's a reality. It's eating a lot of coal's market share right now, but it's going to be here. Wind has a double whammy. Wind not only puts energy on the grid, and because of the tax structure that has lived to this date and hopefully is now
reforming is very affordable. It makes electricity affordable, so wind's needed. But the double whammy, the other beauty from wind, farmers get a win out of wind. Landowners get a win out of wind. Very important. North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions, together building a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities. And we're all on the cheap electricity team, that's for sure. Representative Paul Marquardt here for a moment more, and then Jim the Flagpole Guy, and then I got a whole half hour of open phone time for all of you. Kristen Dickinson going to tell us about that protest out there, I hope, yesterday. Jeff in Fargo after him, and others welcome on the What's on Your Mind. So, bottom line, Representative Marquardt, on all of the frustrations you're hearing, you're feeling, and you're agreeing with in Western Minnesota, you feel comfortable that you've been heard and that's been relayed. Tell me what your expectations are to see real action. I mean, at this point, to me, I would just say, look, you get it. You get COVID. And if we're going to let protesters protest, you know, nose to nose, we're going to let you guys figure this out. Just county by county, you guys decide what's best for you. You know, do something. When can you expect real concrete, relief in the way of less regulation?
You know, the next phase, I think, is going to happen sooner rather than later. It has to. And that is what I have constantly been pushing with the administration. So, you know, yeah, they hear my voice and they hear others' voices. And, you know, early on, if you remember when some of the resorts opened up or when some of the outdoor things opened up, that was a group of legislators like myself in rural Minnesota who really pushed that. And that happened relatively quickly, if you remember, some of the first things that opened. Now, you know, we're talking about getting out or indoor restaurants open and looking at a more regional approach in that. Now, there's no guarantees, of course, but I'm hoping that dial gets turned up sooner rather than later, and that seemed to be the indication that...
Circle a date on the calendar. What you mean by sooner rather than later? Circle a date on the calendar. What are you talking about?
I'm literally thinking probably within 2 weeks. But, again, it's tough to say. That was kind of my inkling. But,
got it.
You know, I'm not going to say that felt that might be it.
I appreciate the time. Carte blanche anytime you need to get on and let the folks of Western Minnesota and your district of 4B know what they need to know. Let us know when you're on, and we appreciate it, and I hope this gets fixed real quick.
Well,
yeah, real quick.
Yeah,
and 2 weeks seems like a lifetime to me. But
no, it's absolutely.
In June.
And you know, these are friends of mine. These are neighbors of mine that own restaurants and bars. Believe me, I know. And just, you know, folks, get, you know, contact me. I'm always getting back to people, and this is an important conversation, and hopefully we can get the economy opened up quicker rather than later. So
thank you, Paul,
for having me on today.
You bet. Representative Paul Marquardt, representing Minnesota District B, got to fight harder. Donald Trump's exactly right about all of this. I mean,
got to fight harder.
We were talking about the protesters, but when your livelihood's at stake, everybody's got to fight harder. There's no question about it. Appreciate that time. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, is here. Hey, Jim, how are you today?
Hey, Scott. I want to give you a God report.
Bring it on.
You know, nobody has my job except me in this state. And, you know, I install flag poles. Now, when you buy an irrigation system for your home or a new door, you really enjoy it. But there's kind of a spirit about it. It makes your spirit better. Well, that United States flag, I'm just kind of tore up by everything that's going on. I'm a United States Marine. I gave a whole serve up to my life. I'm mad. I want to go out and fix things. But, you know, it's good. The God report is... God put people in my, after my son died, and up till today, I had a gentleman text me, and he gave me the word that I needed to deal with what I'm doing. I see that all the time. I deal with people like this all the time. God is everywhere in the people of this great state. I see them in small towns. I see them putting in flagpoles for them. I see them, you know, all shapes and colors. And God is here, and I want to just say God bless everyone. And please know that we are good in the eyes of God when we act upon being godly. And disrespecting another person because they were made in the same image. None of us were asked to be born. God bless you, Scott. God bless America. Keep your chin up, America. You're doing great.
Yeah, you are too.
North Dakota.
No kidding. Put that flagpole up, folks. Anything you need? Anything you're still looking for that Tyranny Assault Vehicle 2 or anything that we can give a shout-out about quick?
Hey, I've got some help coming. Thank you, everybody that helped me online.
Beautiful.
Got some help coming.
I love it. 701-571-FLAG. He's looking for some employees, folks.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer. With a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.